A prayerful person will have more of the gifts of the Spirit functioning in that person than somebody who is not praying. When you pray in tongues, you leave the natural and you begin to tap into a supernatural realm.
You're welcome to my Secret Place devotion with Oyigs Alfred. The Word of God is equipped to change your life. For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyigs Alfred.
Good morning. May the impregnable shadow of the Almighty God preserve you. According to Psalm 91 verse 1, it will preserve you from the plague, from any affliction, from every attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. One of the beautiful things that the Lord has done for his children is to equip us with spiritual gifts through the Holy Spirit. Now, these gifts are in no way natural, but they enable a natural man to function supernaturally. If you follow that devotional, we have talked a lot and looked at all the 9 gifts as listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And these are not the only spiritual things that are available or spiritual equipment that are available. However, the Bible listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we've looked at them: the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. We've also looked at the gift of faith, the working of miracles, descending of spirits. We've looked at diverse tongues. We've looked at interpretation of tongues. We've looked at prophecy, 9 of them. But the question is, how do you activate these gifts? How do you get them to begin to work in your life? The first thing you need to understand is that every believer has at least one gift potentially at work in that person. Why do I say so? It's because when the Holy Spirit came into your life, he didn't come amputated or deaf or blind or whatever. He came with his complete personality. That means when you receive the Holy Ghost, you received all the gifts. However, the Holy Spirit will not allow all the gifts to be in operation in your life because you are not God. So what that means is, if the Holy Spirit is in you, all the gifts are there, but only one at the minimum will be in operation. If you see from the scripture that there are some people, and even in regular life, that are operating 4 to 5 to 6 of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, the potential for those gifts are in you. So today, let's take a look at how to activate the gifts of the Spirit that are in you. The first thing to do if you want the gifts to start functioning in you is desire. You have to first of all desire. The Bible tells us very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1, he said, follow after charity, that is love, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. He said, but rather that you may prophesy. So what the writer was saying here, which is Paul, was saying, yes, desire spiritual gifts, but this particular gift of prophecy is very crucial. It's a good gift to desire. If you also read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31, he said, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and I show you a more excellent way. So the key point there is that covet earnestly the best gift. So in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul was saying, okay, you know what, covet spiritual gifts, but this gift of prophecy, I like the fact that if you covet that gift of prophecy, that would work. Now, why did the Bible say covet the best gift, and which gift of the 9 listed here are the best gifts? The answer is simple. It is the gift that is needed at that particular point in time. My personal opinion, if you ask me, is that yes, the gift of word of wisdom, which is the ability to be able to tell the future or what is in the mind of God, the plan and the counsel in the mind of God, is the most important, because at least you're able to see the future and you're able to preempt things, you're able to pray accordingly, you're able to put your life in order. However, the truth is that the best gift is the one that is needed at that particular moment. If somebody dies and you want to raise the dead, the gift of word of wisdom, as beautiful and as powerful as it is not the best gift at that particular moment. I hope that is clear. The best gift is the gift that is needed at that time. However, the Bible says, if you want the gifts to begin to function in your life, first of all, you need to covet the gifts. In other words, you need to desire them. You need to want it. You need to even be aware. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, he said, concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you ignorant. So if you follow that devotional, you are no more ignorant about this spiritual gift. We've dealt with that part. The second part now is to covet. In other words, to desire strongly that, Lord, I want these gifts to be in operation because I don't want to be cheated out of my inheritance as a believer. Now, after you've coveted the spiritual gifts, which of course has to come by your understanding of the gift, the next thing is to pray. A prayerful person will have more of the gifts of the Spirit functioning in that person than somebody who is not praying. The moment you begin to pray, you pray a lot, especially if you pray in tongues, if you pray in the Spirit. One of the first things that happen to you is that the gifts of the Spirit come into manifestation. The revelatory gifts that reveal something begin to come into manifestation immediately. You start seeing results, all kinds of things. You start functioning supernaturally. Why? Because speaking in tongues or prayer is a gateway to the supernatural. If a man wants to function in the supernatural, it will be difficult and impossible to do so without activating the tool of prayer. If you read your Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, Paul said, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than any of you." No wonder he functioned in the supernatural more than any other person. No wonder he's the one that God gave the revelation of the gifts of the Spirit. No wonder God talked to him about ministry gifts, that is apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. He explained that to Paul. He also explained to him about the spiritual gifts and all the giftings and the equipment of the Holy Ghost. Why? He said, "Because I pray in tongues." What happens to you when you pray in tongues? You leave the natural and you begin to tap into a supernatural realm. So if you want the gifts of the Spirit to function in you, you cannot do it without having an active or a fiery prayer altar. It is impossible to walk in the supernatural without having a consistent prayer life. The third thing that activates the gifts of the Spirit is service. Remember, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that these gifts are to profit the body of Christ. So if you want these gifts to be in operation, then you need to get involved in service, because God is not going to allow the gifts to be in operation in your life so that you can keep it, or so that you just stay at home or use it for your benefit. No, it is for service. It is for the advancement of the kingdom of God. So as you begin to pray, and as you begin to serve, and as you begin to desire it, if you put these three things into practice, you will notice that little by little, step by step, gifts of the Spirit come into operation in your life. Now, the next thing that activates the gift of the Spirit is what is called usage. In other words, if you use the gift, you're going to operate in it more than a person that is not using the gifts. You see that exemplified in Matthew chapter 25, where the Bible said they gave a talent to one man, he buried it. And what did God say? He said, take the one that he has and give it to the man that has five talents, that is already using the five talents. So as you begin to utilize the gifts of the Spirit, they're going to come more and more into operation. You're going to have a stronger ability to utilize the gifts of the Spirit. It's a principle that God does. If you use the one he has given you well, he's going to multiply it. That's basically the principle that the Lord operates. Another thing that activates the gifts of the Spirit is if you are a ministry gift, you're a minister of the gospel, the truth is that you will function in the gifts of the Spirit more than a layman. Why? Because you have a bigger assignment, because you're dealing with much more than 2, 3, 4, 5 people. So ministry gifts are equipped to activate the gifts of the Spirit. Now, the truth is that if you're a ministry gift, what does the Bible call ministry gift? That's the gift of the ministry gifts are men, evangelists, pastors, teachers, prophets, apostles. These are ministry gifts. If the Lord permits us, we're going to teach on the ministry gifts so that you understand the difference between this fivefold ministry. Now, for instance, let's pull the ministry gift of an evangelist. You cannot be an effective evangelist without at least two of the power gifts in operation in your life. It is impossible. So what makes that evangelistic gift effective or have the cutting edge is that you are functioning in power. If you pull the gift of a pastor, for instance, it is impossible for you to function as a pastor without having some of these revelatory gifts, because you're going to preach, you're going to counsel people. And so these gifts of the Spirit are activated in you so that you can be effective if you're in the fivefold ministry. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Your love has nourished my heart.
For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle OyeeksAlfred. With you forever.